Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Trying to think of some horse racing music. This is all I could come up with. What would be better horse racing music than this?
Well, they used it to imply the running hoofbeats of silver on the Lone Ranger.
That's what I meant. That's what, when I think of a horse running off into the distance. Hi-ho, Silver!
Yeah.
Away!
This is actually part of an overture to an opera.
I know.
You didn't want to go Michael Murphy, Wildfire?
Oh, well, I didn't think of that.
Or Run for the Roses, Dan Fogelberg.
I did think of that, but that was more...
Wild Horses.
That was more Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, that's
the Stones.
Yeah. Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross.
Oh, that would have been good.
Nice.
A Horse with No Name.
A Horse with No Name.
Oh, the songs just keep on coming.
Where were you about 5 minutes ago when I was trying to think of all that?
I was doing a newscast.
I'm perfectly happy with this one.
That works, yeah.
I'm sad that Arlington apparently is going to be shutting down. What's the latest on that?
Well, this is the final weekend of racing, and as we have been reporting here, that the Bears seem to be rather serious about putting in a bid for it. I think we should defer to Mr. Andrew Mazur, Esquire.
Would they go to Arlington Heights?
Yeah, I think they would. I was talking this yesterday with Lou Manfredini about this, that they don't own their own stadium. They're one of the very few teams in the NFL that don't own their own stadium. Park District has to approve everything that gets done over there. And really, when they redid the stadium in 2003...
And made it look like a spaceship.
And made it look like a spaceship, they actually cut the capacity by about 5,000 seats. And now, with the NFL's rule that you can have a cold-weather city host the Super Bowl, the only mandate is you have to have 66,000 seats. And the Bears have 61,500, which is the smallest in the NFL and the third-largest city in America.
Right.
So there's a lot of things that were probably done out of respect to what Soldier Field is, and yeah, it's a memorial, and it's a great looking building. It used to be a good looking building on the lakefront there with the columns,
right?
And they had to keep those, and it kind of precluded them from doing some different things that I think they may have wanted to do over there. And if you get a fresh start, you're going to have your own state of the art. $1 billion stadium.
I think it was the old Mayor Daley, Richard J. Daley, who said if they moved out of Chicago, they couldn't call themselves the Chicago Bears anymore.
Yeah. Well, then tell that to the New York Giants and the New York Jets, who call themselves New York and they play in New Jersey. Or the San Francisco 49ers, who play in Santa Clara.
Yeah, take that, Mayor. Yeah.
So there you go on that.
Yeah, go talk to them.
Yeah, exactly. I've got millions of those things.
So you're for this, sounds like.
I'd like to see it just because I really think that...
Andy likes it because it's closer to his house.
No, actually, it's not.
when he covers the Bears, it'd be closer to his house.
Actually, it's not, but I think it would just... It would be... I'll bet you if you did a survey of Bears fans, where they live geographically to the city, most of the fan base is probably out that way. I mean, maybe I'm speaking out of turn. I know a lot of people that are out that way that... do root for the Bears. It's a Bears town. But it also gives you a chance to address the parking situation. It gives you a chance to realize that there is a train line that goes out there that way. There are some major thoroughfares and major highways that are out in that area.
Would be a little easier.
Which makes it a lot easier for you to get in access and get out of the stadium.
Right.
Which is the biggest complaint about this place here, because there have been people who have left this building right here. And how far are we? We're not even 2 miles away from the building, I don't think. It takes a half an hour, 35 minutes to get there.
Oh, and the expressways. When there's a Bears game or something going on at Soldier Field, every expressway leading into the city is packed.
Yeah.
And
if they had their own stadium, which is what they want to do, they have control over what events are there during the year. I mean, right now they really don't have control. I mean, the Chicago Fire play there now. Which is fine. I mean, I think that's great to have the Fire in a great location like that. But the concerts and all that kind of thing, I mean, I'm not sure what the split is financially, if there's any anything that goes to the Bears, because they don't own the building.
No, it's Park District.
Yeah, the Park District owns it.
Yeah, and when there are concerts there, it's the Park District that's essentially leasing out the facility.
Right.
For that sort of thing, or the Chicago Fire, or the Bears. I mean, they're basically all tenants there.
Yeah, I mean, I know no one's going to cry for the McCaskey family with all the money that they have at this point. But you know, when you're running an NFL franchise in this day and age, it's all about the money, because you get a lot of money from the TV deal, but the rest of it is basically from your merchandise and from your ticket sales.
Right.
And when you're limiting yourself to 61,500 for the home dates, which is 8, maybe 9 now with the 17th game. You're not doing yourself the best deal you can.
Okay. Well, you've got me convinced.
Yeah, that's just me. I mean,
you switched my vote over.
I can see people wanting to stay there. I mean, it's tradition. But realize this: they've only been playing there since 1971. They used to play at Wrigley Field.
Right.
That is correct.
So I mean, there's 50 years now at Soldier Field, but they played many, many more.
Yeah, which
at
is
Wrigley.
A long time.
But, yeah, but it is.
It does make a lot of sense in many ways. I feel bad about the horse racing leaving.
Yeah, it's bad.
Because what are we left now? I mean, if Arlington shuts down, I don't even know if the other horse racing tracks are still open. Are they?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Sportsman's
used to be a thing. Maywood used to be a thing.
Yeah,
Hawthorne used to be a thing. I mean, I'm not sure if those are even around
anymore. I don't know what the deal is. I feel kind of bad about that. And I'm not that I'm not a horse racing fan, but I almost died at Arlington once.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you my almost died at Arlington story? Well, this is a good one. Shawnee, you would have liked this.
Fact that you almost died?
That I almost
I don't think so.
Well, I learned, I don't know how somehow I developed an allergy to horses. When I was a kid, I used to ride horses all the time. Not all the time, but for example, we had a car in our family, so we didn't.
We did not
use horses all the time. But
here comes Dean to high school.
And you had a coach house in the back.
But
with a buggy.
You know, if we were at scout camp or we'd go to some of these ranches in the south suburbs, you know, and ride horses out there. If we go up to Michigan, we'd ride horses. So I rode horses quite a bit when I was a kid. Suddenly, it actually started when I was in Italy taking a little horse and buggy ride. You know, one of these little nice horse and buggy rides that you take. I started breaking out. I started breaking out, and my throat started closing.
Oh, that's not good.
And I got off, and, you know, we're in this little small town in Italy doing charades at a pharmacy because they didn't speak English, trying to get some Benadryl, because that's what was going on. And so I'm doing, when the movie Seabiscuit came out, at the TV station, they said, oh, Dean should go to Arlington to review the movie. That, you know, and we'll arrange for some horses to be there.
A good video background with the horses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. good video background.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I start breaking out. My face breaks out in welts.
Ooh.
My throat starts closing again. I almost died right on the spot.
Wow.
Almost died. I go and get one of these allergy tests. Have you ever had one of these scratch tests that they do?
I've thought about getting one. I never have.
Yeah. Oh, it's a lot of fun.
And by a lot of fun, he means no fun at all.
No fun at all. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great time. Let's do it after the show.
Okay.
Let's go someplace and get you one.
While we're doing silent disco, right?
They do.
You got to hold still, though.
They put all these. They do these different, potential allergens on your arm to see, if you react to them. And it turns out I have a mild allergy to dust, fairly like a medium allergy to cats, which I always knew that I was allergic to cats. But my horse allergy, for some reason, is through the roof.
Hmm.
It's EpiPen worthy.
Wow.
They told me you should carry an EpiPen with you. And I thought, pretty sure I'll see a horse coming. If a horse is going to be near me, pretty sure I can avoid a horse. That's not too hard to do.
If you ever go to, I'm serious now that I know this, if you ever go to Mackinac Island, think about carrying that EpiPen. There are no cars.
I know there are no motor
vehicles.
There
are horses there.
Right. Yeah, so if you ever want to take over the show, I know that you've secretly been plotting all these years. Just bring a horse.
You've been just looking at a lot of conspiracy ideas.
Just
there.
Bring a horse into the studio someday. I'll be a dead man within about 10 minutes.
Oh,
so I'm
wow, that's interesting.
But, I've been to Arlington,
And, you know, if I don't go near the horses, I'm okay. And there's just something, you know, kind of beautiful about it. There's, you know, there's this kind of a majesty of, you know, the great art of horse racing that I'm sad to see leaving the Chicago area.
It really is very exciting to see animals run like that. It's a very exciting thing to see.
And it's a great venue. It's a great venue. I actually had my the 20th high school reunion. We had it in one of the rooms there. I mean, it's just a place that a lot of people go, not even worrying about the horse racing. And there was a lot of banquet rooms and a lot of it was fun out there.
Yeah, we had back in the day. I remember we used to have some WGN advertising events there. You know, we invite the advertisers out to the racetrack and enjoy a nice day of. You know, beautiful day. You watch the races from the skybox. I, of course, was in my plastic bubble. I was boy in the bubble.
With his EpiPen.
With my EpiPen standing by.
Hey.
But, yeah, no, it's a shame. That said, 847 area code on our text line brings up the point. Horse racing is inhumane. It's good to see it leaving Arlington Park. You know, I guess people feel that way about horse racing. So, you know, lots of different opinions about it all. So we'll see what happens. Is it officially gone, Schwani, or is it possible that they may re-sign?
Well, according to the story and the information we have here, no races scheduled for next year. This is the end of the season, more or less. It could be the final set of racing. Anything can happen now, I guess. Things can change. But at this point in time, the owner, Churchill Downs, said that the property is up for sale.
Did Churchill Downs buy it from the Duchessois family?
I believe they did.
Wasn't it the Duchessois?
Richard Duchessois that owns it. Owned it. He was the owner when they had the terrible fire out there. Oh, remember the fire?
Yes.
1985, 86?
We do remember that. That was devastating. And the fact that they rebuilt out of the ashes.
That was real determination there.
That was something. Dick Duchessois, longtime friend of the late, great Bob Collins, used to come on Bob's show all the time and, you know, talk about racing and the different events. They have a million-dollar race.
Arlington Million.
Wasn't that a big deal that they had out there all the time? So a lot of, you know, and not everybody likes racing. Horse racing, I understand. But to me, it's, you know, it's an ancient sport. It's a beautiful, elegant sport. As long as I keep my distance from it, it's perfectly fine. Schwani comes in here next week with, hey, I bought you this hat, this fur hat. Try it on.
No, I have one question now. Do you get nervous and allergic when you watch Mr. Ed reruns?
Well, just because it's such corny content, mostly. Not because of the allergies.